With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, it's been a full year since Illinois lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a $5 billion permanent income tax increase. The 32% increase for individuals and 33% increase for corporations doesn't have a sunset, unlike the temporary increase from 2011 that sunset in 2015. The current $38.5 billion budget that went into effect this month spends the entirety of that tax increase without paying down the state's nearly $7 billion bill backlog. Meanwhile, the Illinois Farm Bureau is looking into association health plans, but it hasn't determined if it's the right move quite yet. Last month, President Donald Trump championed association health plans as a common sense approach to lowering health costs. The Health Insurance Shop president, Jordan Wishner, he said such plans would ban small and independent employers from like trades together,
which is going to give them a lower premium than what they could obtain in the individual market. And it's going to give them more access. And they could also tailor plans to meet their needs that, you know, aren't like the current individual plans.
Wishner expects plans to roll out this fall to begin in January. Illinois Farm Bureau's Chris Magnuson said they're evaluating the idea.
It will take a number of months to consider and then a lot of research. And so it's a long ways from coming into place.
Magnuson said health insurance costs are a great burden for independent businesses who are also farmers who often have spouses work just for insurance benefits. It's a few more weeks before most kids go back to school, but administrators around the state are already working hard on one of the big ideas they'll face in the coming school year: school safety. Head of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents says a lot of ideas are being discussed, but he says ultimately boils down to making schools less of a soft target and having more uniformed school resource officers on duty to deter violence. At least two people required emergency room treatment locally after homemade fireworks displays for the 4th of July. Memorial Medical Center reports two individuals were treated for burns to the hand and were then released. Meanwhile, nature has taken a violent toll on people gathered for fireworks shows in other parts of the state. Two people died and five were hurt when a huge tree branch fell on a crowd of spectators gathered for a display in Rock Island. And three people were hurt in two separate lightning strikes at fireworks displays in and near Chicago Wednesday night. And a criminal justice reform group says more needs to be done to destigmatize ex-offenders who have served their time. Jason Spires, who's out of prison after serving 15 years of a 30-year sentence for trafficking cannabis, said that he chose Stanford University in California after being told by the University of Illinois admissions dean that his criminal record meant a permanent scar on his academic record at the U of I.
He said, as long as you don't get in trouble again, it won't matter. I said, yes, it will, because when I apply to grad school, I'll have to check a box that says academic probation was served.
Criminal Justice Reform Group John Howard Association Executive Director Jenny Volenkatz said policies like requiring a box on job applications about criminal histories needs to change.
And the same thing with education. They need a fair chance at an education without being shut out of the process or held to a different standard simply because of their background.
Bowen Katz said policymakers too often seem unwilling to change some of the measures that fosters prejudice against ex-offenders who may have been rehabilitated but face steep obstacles outside the prison walls. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning.
Giggity, giggity.
Good morning.
It's the Family Guy.
Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning. In the Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still going.
That totally makes sense.
Good morning, everybody.
It's a good cover. That was a good
Woo!
Cover.
How do you like that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was good.
It is the Ray Lotto Morning Show. It's Phone Call Friday. I'm Ray. That's Greg. We are here.
Good morning.
I was talking to you out in the parking lot. Dude, I know, like, it's a weird week.
Yeah.
And in essence, we sort of worked 2 days.
Right.
And we were off a day. Then we worked
in another 2 days.
I am more tired now than I am on a usual Friday.
Yeah, I'm ready for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That's for sure. I'm definitely ready to just don't worry about work for 2 days straight. That'd
yes,
be great, wouldn't
it's
it?
Crazy. That July, that 4th of July, it did nothing for me. Right. Nothing. Made me, I mean.
Felt more like a sick day. Than
yeah, it? Yeah. It made me try to squeeze a bunch of crap in, which made me overly tired.
Right.
Oh, I need this. I cannot wait till 9 o'clock. I'm not going to, I mean, I'm ready. 629-7970. I want to know what's going on in your lives. What are you worried about? What do you want to talk about? Call in. Let's do it. Let's get to our phone call Friday. Answering any questions. Here's my two biggest things I got questions about yesterday, okay? Number two, WQLZ, they're doing the 25th anniversary, okay? And, you know, you're in Iceland at the time.
Right.
So you can't participate. But it's a shame because you were part of that. You were on QLZ for, you know, many years.
I could probably chime in afar.
I would hope so, yeah. But I also, you know, I'm just saying be part of the whole festivities and the concert and everything.
6 hours, I believe, difference.
So it would be like at noon your time you could call in and be on.
Yeah, so I'd be totally awake and aware. Yeah. And right on.
Probably in a volcano or some ridiculous.
Yeah, or surfing on an iceberg. Glacier Bay. I'm telling you, man, it's gorgeous.
But that was the second thing I got was people. Here's the biggest thing. It's not. Oh, Ray, it's gonna be so nice to hear you and the old gang back together. It's not that. It's not. Oh, Ray, it's gonna be so wonderful to having you back on QLZ. No, it's not. Here's what it is. How do I get the cheap tickets to the concert again? How do I?
Right.
Wait a minute. What's the
difference? It was $30? I thought it was $9.77.
So let me explain this, all right? If you want to go to the concert, the WQLZ 25th anniversary concert, you can go for $9.77. You just got to go to BOS Center box office, and you can get the cheap tickets. I shouldn't say cheap. I'd just say they have a special. There's a special discount rate for, you know, long-time QLZ listeners, all right? I know a lot of you guys started listening back then, so I want to give you the opportunity to do that. And that was the second biggest thing that I got sent to me on Facebook, email, you know, all that stuff. Here's the first thing. Head West. People commenting on the text message that I brought up yesterday. We got a text message from someone who was baking bread at Head West. And so I asked a simple little question. I go, hey, man, do you ever take that bread when it first comes out of the oven, put some butter on it?
Slather it up with butter.
Put some butter. And just go to town on it. And they said, okay, just between us. And it seems like the just between us might have been the part that I was not paying attention to.
So oh, right.
I think that meant that I should have not told everybody.
Right. Because now they got people kicking the doors down saying, I want cinnamon toast. I want cinnamon toast.
But then they go, not only is that good, but they go, do you want to know what's the bomb?
Bomb diggity, baby.
And this is it.
That's what they should call it.
We take the fresh, sweet French bread. We put butter, cinnamon, butter, cinnamon, sugar, and then they broil it. And so I talked about it. Actually, Greg and I talked about it. We actually foamed at the mouth about it because it sounded so good.
It does sound pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not necessarily salivating over here.
Yeah,
excuse me.
It's really good.
It sounds really good.
And then they
be delicious with coffee, dude.
Yes, right.
I mean, seriously,
I have coffee right now. Do you know how good that would be? And that bread, so we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
And I got more. I got tweets. I got Facebook messages. I had regular text. It's unbelievable how many people cared about, and so here's the thing. It's not a menu thing. It's when the bread comes out fresh. The people who bake it, sometimes they'll do that as a, you know, like a little treat for themselves. What I was saying is maybe they should do that as a little treat for me. That's for me, for Greg and I. That's what started it all. So
I see, because we're special.
I don't know if we're special, but we know about it, and right. It's because they even said it's
supposed to be a secret, right?
Yeah, they even said it was a secret.
You're supposed to have an off-air conversation about this, and
dude,
and then you and I would, you know, skip the show one morning and go get some fresh baked
cinnamon
toast.
There's a whole other thing that I left out.
Oh yeah,
they talk about Italian food. Obviously, they're using this bread to make.
I shouldn't say that.
They're making like garlic bread.
Oh, stop it.
And they're baking. I'm telling you. It sounds like the most fun. It sounds like the most fun in the world is happening at Head West when they're making the bread. After they make the bread, that's when, there's some fun things happening. So that was the text I got yesterday, and that led to a bunch of questions and, you know. And I don't know what to tell you. It's something that they do there. So if you wanted to, you could probably try to get a job there and, make some bread sometimes and try it that way. So there you go. Those are the two things that everyone was talking. They wanted to know how to get tickets at $9.77 for the WQLZ 25th anniversary concert. And they wanted to know about making cinnamon toast at Head West. So there you go. There you go, everyone. Time is 6:20. It is a Ray Lytle Morning Show. We're doing a phone call Friday. It's our second one, Greg. This week had two Fridays and two Mondays.
That's right. It's weird.
That's what it felt like.
It's weird. Totally skipped Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
It just had two Mondays and two Fridays. Yuck. Never again. Man.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm ready.
I thought I'd dig it, but no.
So next year, July 4th, will be what day?
It's a good question. Let me find that
out. Will it be... I don't know how...
I don't do that kind of math. Actually.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
so
365
July
days.
July 4th is a Thursday.
So it'll be a... So next year, we'll just take off the Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year I'll be allowed to have some days off.
Just take it off.
Right? And then just,
man.
Let's hope. Next year, let's try. That's my goal. I hope next year I have some type of vacation days
for Independence
available.
Day.
I just want personal days off, you know.
You can take days off.
I mean, yeah, but I don't get paid for it. I'd like to get a paid day. Wouldn't it be nice to have a paid day off?
Well, yeah, I mean... Sure, but
I mean, listen, Trump. I just want a benefit.
Hey, man,
benefit.
You got the seat there. Make some deals. Make it happen. Get on the phone.
Get the
agent.
I'm trying. Why don't you do a little better? Raise my ratings. Come on. Of course, I want some time off. You got to make the show better. Good morning. I'm trying 100% here. Good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
What makes you think you're even going to be working?
Why don't you just be quiet?
Hey, and then all you think about is yourself. What about us?
Why don't you go drive your car off a cliff?
Oh, no.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you want this burrito I got?
I was going to say, yeah, he still owes you a burrito.
He's probably got a burrito in his car from like...
I've still got it here in my car.
Eight days ago. That's gross. It's as big as your head.
Yeah, he probably
filling up the entire back seat.
He probably went through Chadito's drive-thru or something. He's got a burrito sitting in the back seat for me.
He can't pick up any more Uber guests because he's got just this huge burrito.
His Uber riders get in the car and go, "What is that smell?
That smells so good."
Thanks, Tim. Oh, my That's goodness. Funny. Yeah, 629-797. Listen, it's phone call Friday, guys. Whatever you want to talk about. There's a lot of things going on. Can we decipher this Thailand thing?
Oh man,
I still don't understand.
We don't have Navy SEALs there.
No, it's
Thai Navy SEALs.
Now
right?
There, don't get me wrong. There was a guy. There were United States Navy SEALs who went to go. Who somehow are consulting.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't doubt that.
In this.
But I'm sure it's there's not a multinational effort here, but what a mess it's turned into.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why this coach was taking his soccer players into this cave.
I don't get it.
Why in the world would you do why would you do that? Especially considering this kind of thing does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take that chance?
I mean, I know that there are team building exercises where, you know, adults, supervisors in that capacity, like a coach or even a teacher, will take a group of students to a leadership course where they walk a tightrope and they climb things and they help build structures. But that's done all under a controlled environment that typically has like a certifiable group behind
it. I'm not going to take them into a cave miles.
Right. You're not going to go on an excursion to some undeveloped portion with of land where you never know what kind of caves are out there.
It's so stupid.
It is pretty ridiculous. I'm curious if there's the possibility of criminal neglect.
Greg, charges. I got it. I'm telling you, there are now Navy SEALs dying trying to save. I hate to say it because these are 11 and 12 year old kids.
Right.
They're not going to get all those kids out of there,
man.
There's going to
be. You got a Navy SEAL that passed out while trying to dive?
Yes.
How are you going to get those kids out?
There will be casualties if they try to bring those kids up. The only thing you can think of is if they stay under there for months and months and months.
Until the water recedes?
Yes. That's the only thing you think of.
Man.
And that's going to damage those children for the rest of their lives.
Oh, geez. This coach is going to have some splaining to do, that's for sure.
I don't get it. I mean, what
again,
are you? It's a stupid.
Is it criminal neglect?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's stupid. Why would anyone do? Listen, I've been a youth coach. Maybe I just didn't care enough for something, but I never made the kids I coached go on any excursions to caves or any ridiculous nonsense like that.
But like I said, I think excursions are good if it's in a controlled environment.
Well,
this does not seem like a controlled environment.
Here is an excursion. Have a picnic.
Or go putt-putting.
Yeah, go to a pizza place. Pin the tail on the
go switch
the
it
donkey.
Up. Go to a batting range or something, you know?
Good Lord.
Build your team in different ways instead of going off into the wilderness.
When I coach baseball and then when I coach softball, I would take the kids to some kind of lunch thing.
Right.
And make sure they all get along.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't want any bullying. I don't want any picking on.
Mm-hmm.
That's team building.
Right.
You don't go walk them through caves where they tell you, well, it's not really a good time because at any time there could be flooding.
Right.
And
trap you in there for a couple of weeks. Nobody will be able to find you.
Why in the world would this person do it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it's not going to end well. And the more I read about it, the more I just think like, oh, this is horrible. They are not going to. And so at least the good news is they found a way that they can get like food and stuff down to them.
Sure. Yeah, but still.
But those kids are going to have to be trapped in a cave for months. I couldn't handle 5 minutes in that cave.
Yeah.
Let alone trapped in there for months. Oh, my God.
Here is Doyibet Duchani.
Oh, boy.
A rescuer over there in Thailand trying to, lay out what's going on over there.
Around maybe 1 or 2 days must have to find the way to bring the kids out.
1 to 2 days to find a way to bring the kids out. That's just wild. Now, are the SEALs scared to go down in there?
Are the SEALs scared now because of the bad situation?
So they were scared of anything.
They're not scared of anything.
Yeah, they're not scared of anything. But two best options.
But they're SEALs.
Yeah.
These are 11-year-old kids.
Doyibet says there's two good options here.
The first choice, try to keep the kids walk out to the cave. And the second choice, find out some like drill the cave and...
drill a hole and bring them out.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to have to do, drill a hole?
Jeez.
Drill a hole?
It's a mess.
I don't know. It's not going to end well.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, the United States has hiked tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese imports, and Beijing announced it imposed retaliatory duties. President Donald Trump says that he's ready to escalate the dispute over technology between the world's two biggest economies. China's foreign ministry said retaliatory tariffs took effect but gave no details. Beijing previously said it would target goods including soybeans and electric cars. After being dogged for months by scandals, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has resigned. President Donald Trump accepted Pruitt's resignation Thursday, calling him a terrific guy. Pruitt was forced out following a series of revelations involving pricey trips with first-class airline seats and unusual security spending, including a $43,000 soundproof booth for making private phone calls. A setback in the mission to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave in Thailand. A diver there killed while placing oxygen tanks along the planned extraction route. The diver ran out of oxygen himself during the mile-long drive back to the cave entrance. ABC's James Longmire reports from the scene.
The first fatality of the increasingly dangerous mission to rescue those 12 boys and their soccer coach. A former Thai Navy SEAL killed while bringing air tanks to staging areas along the planned escape route. Authorities say 38-year-old Saman Kunan, who'd rejoined the SEAL solely to help the search, died from lack of oxygen. His dive partner finding him unconscious in the water during the one-mile swim from where the boys are stranded back to the operation base in Cave 3.
Meanwhile, two Illinois communities getting federal tax dollars to support growing the state's industrial sector. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced more than $4.3 million in federal grants Thursday. Nearly $2.3 million will go to America's Central Port in Granite City. The remaining will go to Waukegan for roadway and water infrastructure improvements. Both projects include private investment. Illinois Lottery will be looking for a new director after Connecticut voted to hire Gregory Smith to lead that state's lottery operations. The Hartford Courant reports the Connecticut Lottery Group voted Thursday to hire Smith for $200,000 a year. He starts there July 20th. Illinois officials confirm the report. The process to implement automatic voter registration has begun in Illinois. Some aspects of the law meant to modernize the state's voter rolls will be seen immediately, while others will not take place until 2019. Cole Lauterbach has more.
This week marked the first that Illinois' Department of Motor Vehicles will be able to check for a customer's voter registration online. It's part of the law passed last year that will eventually register an eligible resident to vote anytime they interact with the DMV. Public Interest Research Group of Illinois Director Abe Scar says the law he helped craft will modernize the way the state updates its voter rolls.
It should make the process more seamless and make it easier for voters to register to vote or update their voter registration when they're visiting the DMV.
Scar says you'll still have the chance to say that you don't or shouldn't be registered.
If you're an eligible voter, you'll be registered to vote unless you take action not to be registered, and you'll still be able to say, no, I don't want to be registered.
Critics of automatic voting say the new process wouldn't create higher turnout, just more registered voters, as well as opening up Illinois to voter fraud. I'm Cole Lauterbach.
Camping overnight meant the Lincoln Library would be banned under an ordinance that Springfield City Council will consider at its next meeting. The ban is in response to the growing problem of homeless people camping out overnight at Lincoln Library. Violators would be first warned and then ticketed for trespassing. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7, 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
You're listening to the Ray Lytle Morning Show. Phone number 629-7970. That's a CT Adams Pest Control listener contact line. Talk about what you want. As we take calls, 9 o'clock Hero of the Week starts. Let's talk about some of the things going on. They've got some more of the numbers on accidents and people injured over 4th of July, including fireworks accidents. Never a shock. Greg told the story yesterday about the people killed by trees and lightning and all kinds of stuff. We've got promotions for Springfield firefighters. We like that. Springfield Park District officials are reminding you that there are a couple places that you can let your dogs run free.
Like the dog beach?
Yeah, I guess we have them here in Springfield.
We don't have a dog beach in Springfield.
No, we don't have a dog beach, but dogs are required to remain on a leash in city parks. However,
I don't have a dog in the fight, but I think that Springfield should get a dog beach.
Stewart Park has two fenced-in dog runs, one for bigger dogs and one for little dogs. And at Riverside Park, dogs are allowed to run off leash in the lower sections of the park. So there you go.
You know what else today is?
It's a year since I got my Bell's palsy. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. It's a year since the income tax increase in Illinois.
Oh, look at that. Two bad things happened on the same day. Good morning. You are on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Come in, Ray.
Oh, why did I take this call? Ray, hello,
Tom. Do you like pizza, Ray?
I do like pizza. I haven't had pizza. Mother, I haven't had it for a while, but I like pizza. Yeah.
My mother took myself and my wife.
Might have some.
The daughter and her husband, the son and his wife, and their grandson out to the Gabbatoni's last night.
Oh, yes.
Schaefer, party of eight. Doris Turner and her husband, party of 12.
Oh.
My kid's dentist. A county board member.
Man, Gabbatoni's
two friends from church.
Good Lord.
It was, Ray, one of the nicest.
I bet.
Socialist, friendliest, deliciousest.
Wait, did Tom just say the nicest socialist?
I don't know.
Socializing.
There you go. Okay, just make
a social,
taking a shot.
Delicious meal.
I thought he was attacking Doris Turner there. I wasn't
sure
what was going on.
Friends, good food, one of the nicest meals I'd had. You know, beautiful summer evening.
Tell me, were you guys, is this like a big room, like a typical restaurant? You guys were all just dining together in a wonderful summer evening?
That is exactly what
That's
it was.
That's very cool.
I remember
you guys
my
took
dad
over that
took
restaurant.
Me. When I was a little kid, my dad took me, and your drinks came around on a little train.
Did you sit over with Alder Turner's table? And
went over and showed off my grandbaby, the Huntsman. The Huntsman is a beautiful little package. Everybody wanted to see him. You know, a six-month-old baby. Everybody loves a little, chubby, six-month-old baby.
I want to talk to Doris and see how that affected her meal.
The pizza was divine.
I'm sure she was fine.
The waitresses were wonderful.
Would you be fine if Tom was sitting at the table
Vic's,
next to you?
I mean, I would break bread with Tom.
Vic's is gone. Vic's Pizza is gone. Bianco's is gone.
Yeah.
The Southern Air is gone.
Man, you're right.
The Parkview is gone. When I remember the places of my youth where I used to go and sit and get a sit-down meal, and it was absolutely friends, family, good food. I don't know how much better. Yeah, I know there's problems in the world. I know that. But they weren't there last night at Gabbatoni's, I'll tell you that. It was a joy.
And
it
was a coincidence that everybody went. There was nothing special. There was no special reason. It was just a coincidence.
The parking lot was packed. The place was packed. The tables turned over. Some people just came in, wolfed down a pizza, and left. Other people lingered. It was as nice and as social as I remember.
That's me. I just get a slice. I just get pizza and finish and get it. And you know,
there were people that did that. A guy had on the most delightful B-17 T-shirt I'd ever seen in my life. His wife got it for him from some B-17 convention of war people, Air Force people, and you socialized, you talked. You ate. It was very, very nice time. I just had to give you that call, Ray. I knew you liked pizza.
I do like pizza, yes.
I wish I would have looked over and seen you at a table. I'd have come over and said hi.
Thank you, Tom.
It is always a pleasure, Ray.
Well, there you go. Good morning. All right. It sounds like it was a good time for Tom. It sounds like, sounds like an enjoyable day, Greg. Do you wish we were there?
Yeah, it sounds like a great crowd.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be able to go from table to table and just spend a couple of moments with a variety of different people from all walks of life, it sounds. It's great.
Eat pizza with Tom Schaefer.
Yeah.
Bothering you the whole time.
Yeah, Tom Schaefer would bother me. I'd break pizza bread with Tom Schaefer.
Right. Good morning. You are on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Absolutely break bread with Tom Schaefer.
Absolutely. Tom's a good guy.
So if you have never been to the dog park out at Stewart Park,
I have not been
the most fun to watch. I don't own a dog, but my kids used to play softball out there a lot. And so you go over to the park and watch these dogs, and they literally run from one side of the dog run to the other side of the dog run.
So happy.
To see which one is fastest. every now and then you'll get one of these really cocky dogs that are just like super fast. Like they had a greyhound out there one time. Mm. He would run to the other. He would like wait for the other dogs to run. And then he would run as fast as he could to the other side, stick out all four paws and knock one of the dogs down.
So you're like Greg going to dog parks yeah. and just watching dogs.
Oh, it was great fun. But, well, you know, it was watch the kids and watch the dogs. It was a lot of fun all the way around.
Last week, and I went up to Chicago, and we went to a dog beach. We don't have a dog, but we went to a dog beach, and it was one of the most fun, chaotic, cosmopolitan type of places I think I've ever been to.
You get all the fun. You don't have to pick up any of the poop.
It's true.
And a lot of the dog owners will let you join in with playing with their dog.
My God. A lot of the dog owners at the dog beach, they weren't even paying attention to their dog. They were just soaking in the sun, and their dogs were off running around with a pack of other dogs, playing with other dogs' toys, snuggling with other people. I mean, it was...
Grab a toy and throw it. They don't care.
It was wild.
A wonderful time. And, Ray, for you, if you go... Do you know where Avanti's and La Gondola is? Up north. Peoria, Decatur.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I used to live in Peoria, absolutely.
Next time you go there, tell them that when you want a torpedo or a gondola, that you want it on toasted garlic bread.
I've never gotten it like that. Never have.
Oh, yeah.
Really? That's the way, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a bunch of fat men sitting around enjoying the sound of some bread.
They were very good to me. When I lived in Peoria, they were very good. They would bring food for a Lamb and I all the time. So,
oh, isn't that great?
They never bought that, though. They never got me. They never brought it that way.
Oh, no. I was always wishing they'd bring it down here. Now, the spaghetti shop, that is where Taco Gringo is, down on North Grand Avenue, they used to make a thing called Uncle Albert. And we turned it into what we called the Uncle Ernie because that was on toasted garlic bread, too. And that was like a toasted Italian sandwich on toasted garlic bread. It was to die for.
I'm unfamiliar with it, but I'll remember that.
I do. I'm like Tom. I miss all the places that used to be here. Like the Georgian, my dad and I used to go inside the door, and there was a sit-down bar, and the grill was right there. And you'd like in the morning, if you were tired, it's like you order a couple of basted eggs and say, you know what? I'd love to have a cinnamon roll, and he would grab a cinnamon roll, cut it in half, and throw it on the grill and toast it for you, and then butter it, and then put it back together and hand it to you. It's like, oh, that was great.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. He's salivating over his own discussion. You notice how much he's enjoying that. Man. Yeah, I don't know. I
will say, the conversations that have been had the past 2 days about... buttered
food.
Bread, and yeah. not just food, but in particular, the buttered bread, right. It has gotten to the levels of NC-17.
Well, I'm on my diet all the time, but I've been sort of, I told myself I was going to get off it, you know what I mean, for the week when my wife was gone and stuff, but I really never got fully off, you know what I mean?
So you stuck with it?
Well, no, but I mean, I was eating things I wouldn't normally eat, but I was still watching stuff.
Okay.
So I think this weekend I want to, because Monday I'm back on, you know what I mean, fully. So now I kind of want pizza now after listening. I think I'm going to make it even worse this weekend having these conversations. So thanks. Thanks, listeners. I appreciate it for destroying my willpower. Because there's no way I don't have a pizza tonight, right? There's no way.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, pizza is one of those...
I just hope I don't go somewhere running to Tom Schaefer. My pizza will be cold by the time
What's wrong with Tom Schaefer?
I like Tom.
Pizza is one of those pleasures that should be an award for hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I haven't done any of that lately.
Like, because when you really get on the kick of watching what you eat
right.
and working out.
Yeah, but I've learned you can't celebrate that with food.
You can't
working out with or good dieting. I've dieted so well. Now I'm going to celebrate with food.
With one meal
a
week?
Celebrating with food is part of my problem.
One meal a week, totally doable.
Good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
When Tom called in about Gavatoni's, one of the best appetizers I've ever had in my whole life was Gavatoni's. They have a battered dipped mushroom, deep fried mushroom. Mm, I'm sure.
Love
I'm
me
sure
some deep fried mushrooms.
And they give you it with ranch dressing. When they brought it up to us, it was like a basket, and there was steam coming off of it. Oh, and when I took my first bite, I told everybody at the table, "Don't talk to me right now. I'm having a moment."
All right, so, we need to stop talking about food. We just need to stop talking about food.
This is not good for me.
This is over the top.
Because now,
mushrooms are helping.
Now
everybody's calling in like, "Oh yeah, butter and deep fried."
Stop it! I'm already planning on.
You're ruining Ray's will.
I'm planning ways to go and knock on Hedwest's door one morning before work and beg Matt to make me some type of cinnamon toast. Now I'm debating which pizza places to go to for dinner tonight.
Incredible.
Hey, when's the last? It's all serious. When's the last time you went to a pizza place and actually ate in the place?
Oh wow.
You know what I mean? Because it's always carry out, dine out, delivery.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right.
When's the last time you went and, you know?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
And after hearing Tom call.
I want to go. Yeah, I want to go to an Italian restaurant and order up a pie.
I'm thinking about it, right?
I want to get a pie.
I wish I had friends that I liked.
A pizza pie.
I'd take my wife out to go, you know, eat pizza with a knife and a fork.
Give me that pie.
It would be a nice thing to do. Good morning. You're on WMY.
Yes. Hello, Ray and Greg.
Hello.
Is Gotti on the phone here? You know, you guys are making me awfully hungry over here.
Everybody listening is getting hungry.
My God, I'll just talk about pizza and Italian food. I'm a big guy, too, but damn it, I'm going to be even bigger after tonight. So I got you guys to thank for all
this. Are you thinking of hitting up a pizza place and actually eating there instead of delivery?
You know, actually, last time I had pizza out, I ate there, and it was at Nancy's Pizza on Monroe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The deep dish stuffed ridiculousness, too damn good.
Yeah.
You got to have it. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
That is it. I'm going there right now.
Get out of here.
There you go. All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break and clear our minds of
order
this.
Order a breakfast pizza.
Of this food. I don't like breakfast pizza, though, so thank God for that at least.
Okay. All right. With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk, 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, health insurance costs are a big burden for small and independent businesses, and there could be a saving grace with association health plans expected to be unveiled this fall. Illinois Farm Bureau's Chris Magnuson said independent farmers are self-employed, and trying to find affordable health plans has been difficult.
Many farmers, spouses, or may work off-farm strictly to be able to access insurance.
Magnuson said while IFB hasn't determined whether it will offer an association health plan to its 400,000 members, it's investigating the idea. The health insurance shop's Jordan Wishner said there's still some big unknowns for association health plans.
You know, nobody knows who the administrator is going to be, who's the underwriter. But all that talk could go into fruition beginning September 1st.
Association health plans could also include the likes of the Chamber of Commerce or other groups with memberships from similar sectors. 16 community service programs in Illinois will receive more than $16 million in federal funding. The Federal Corporation for National and Community Service is distributing $11.6 million to help more than 900 AmeriCorps members conduct community projects. Democratic U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, they said that the statements of another $4.8 million in federal money will go to Serve Illinois, and that's the commission that administers AmeriCorps in the state. 6 Springfield firefighters have gotten promotions. 3 rank-and-file firefighters have been bumped up to rank of driver engineer, and 3 driver engineers have been elevated to the rank of captain. Family members of co-workers were on hand to pin on their new badges and collar pins during ceremonies Thursday at City Hall. Springfield police looking for the gunman in a shooting on Cook Street early Thursday morning. A 29-year-old man suffered gunshot wounds to both legs around 2:45 Thursday morning. Police are asking for the public's help in finding the gunman. Illinois should and is issuing long prison sentences for certain nonviolent crimes, and they should stop that, according to the John Howard Association. Now out of prison after serving 15 years of a 30-year sentence for Class X nonviolent drug crime, Jason Spires is sharing his story and sending a message to the top.
I've actively worked to try and get Rauner to get rid of Class X sentencing for nonviolent criminals.
Criminal justice reform group John Howard Association's Jenny Volenkatz said long sentences do not deter crime.
In punishing that person, we frankly punish everybody because the financial cost to the state is such that you have to wonder who's winning here. Because we're spending a lot of money to keep that person in prison when they have the possibility of being rehabilitated.
Illinois' average cost per inmate in 2015 was $33,500. That's more than it costs for 2 years toward a general degree at the U of I. Letting your dog run free isn't always a walk in the park, but Springfield Park officials reminding you there are a couple of places where you can do just that. Generally, dogs are required to remain on a leash in city parks. Stewart Park has two fenced-in dog runs, one for bigger dogs and one for little ones. In the Riverside Park, dogs are allowed to run off leash in the lower section of the park, which is not fenced in. The dog runs are open daily from dawn to dusk. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on us.
Elido. No, I'm looking forward tonight. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to open up, we got like a sliding door in our bedroom. This new place we're looking, it's got a screen. If it hits 57, I'm going to open that door. You know, get that cool air in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the wife and I are going to enjoy some cocktails.
Oh.
Enjoy some cigars in our backyard, nice fenced in.
You and your wife are going to smoke cigars in the backyard.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
That's what you do for fun, you smoke cigars.
That's how we like to relax, sure, yeah. Just kick back and get the citronella candle out. And
how do you deal with kissing your wife? I guess you're smoking one, too, so it wouldn't make
sense. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
I used to date girls that smoked.
Megan doesn't smoke, by the way. She just enjoys the occasional cigar.
Yeah, but a cigar would still change your...
Cigar's a lot more pungent than a... than
yeah, a, I'm saying, I remember... I mean, it's been a long time since I've kissed anyone other than my wife, and not surprising, I don't know how much my wife likes to kiss me, so it's been a long time. But I have, you know, I found when I kissed girls that smoked, I was more of the, if you can't beat them, just join them, you know, club. To where I would find myself, you know, bumming a cigarette or something. You know what, I'm talking about? Like, oh, here, just let me have one of those. And the sole reason was because, well, if I have one, it won't. You know how
it's peer pressure, man.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's not peer pressure. It's just, you know, you don't want to.
Groupthink?
No, there's a special. Like, when you make out with someone who's been smoking, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know if it's a taste or it's a smell or whatever it is. But like I said, it's been a long time. But it's better to just join in and have a cigarette, and then that way your mouth is messed up too. That's what I'm getting at. But you're smoking a cigar too.
Yeah,
so,
we're both smoking the same cigar and just kicking back and... It's never bothered me.
You guys are passing the cigar back and forth?
No,
what are you, rap
little,
stars?
They're little cigarellos.
Are you rap stars? Well, what's mixed in with these things?
No, it's like a cinnamon whiskey wrap. Tobacco, CAOs, I believe.
Is this a blunt?
No, it's not. It's not a blunt.
You passing
no.
the... You
guys, it probably could make a good blunt, though. I mean...
Are you guys passing back and forth the blunt?
It's got a cinnamon whiskey flavor, and I think that's what blunts do, is they grab some of like the grape-flavored tobacco leaf or whatever.
Well, a blunt is when they take like some type of flavored cigar.
Right, like a grape or a cherry or something like
they,
that.
They cut it,
right,
and they put weed in it.
Right.
And then they rewrap it with the weed in it.
All right, Snoop Dogg over there talking about blunts.
That's what a blunt is. So you guys passing back and forth. You like rap stars, you and your wife.
We enjoy CAOs. God, I can't remember what they're called.
So you this is a relaxing night for you. You sit in the backyard.
Yep.
Are you sipping brandy at the time, or what are you?
I may have a whiskey drink. She may enjoy some honey wine.
Oh, you guys are such
or a rum, some kind of dark and stormy or a light and stormy with ginger beer and rum.
Young people, there's a word for people like you guys.
What's that? Young adults who just want to enjoy the backyard?
You just seem overly hip. That's all I'm saying. What's that word?
I am not a hipster.
Oh, hipster. That's the word.
I'm not wearing high water pants right now. I am not wearing high water pants right now, nor do I have a man bun or a beard.
I don't know. Very hipster.
What's wrong with enjoying a cigar?
I'm not judging. I wish I was young enough to be a hipster. That's all I'm saying. Sitting out in the backyard.
You can be a hipster.
Passing.
Hey, you're the one that's going to open up your
Cigarellos.
You're the one opening up your sliding glass door to enjoy the screen and nice weather coming through.
What's wrong with that?
That's pretty hip.
There's nothing wrong with wanting some cold air in your house.
It is going to be nice tonight. I mean, 57.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
When was the last time we had 57 degrees?
You know, especially this close to a day that's had a heat index in the 100 in the teens, and one teens.
Yeah.
That's what's bizarre is that they're so close together.
Mm-hmm.
629-7970, the phone number. Let's take your calls on this phone call Friday. Good morning. You're on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
First, I have to say he did not admit whether he had an earring or not.
I don't have an earring. I've had my ears pierced a whole bunch. I had my tongue pierced.
He puts it in when he's not here.
My neck pierced at one point. All piercings are out. I don't have any gauged earlobes. All piercings have been out for years.
Okay, I want to bring up something you guys were talking about the other day.
Sure, buddy. Go ahead.
When you guys were talking about the hot dog contest, one thing that really stuck out to me, and to be quite honest with you, it's going to sound weird, but something was mentioned. I was like, you know, that's a good idea. Why not have these for the homeless? Have them have hot dog eating contests.
Oh, stop it.
Well, because they get sick if you...
Oh, stop it. Listen, those professional... I don't even know what you call them. What do you call them?
Professional eaters?
Yeah. They train themselves to be able to have their bellies expand to the point where they can stuff 73 hot dogs in there.
Mike Wenmacher, our sports guy, he knows about this stuff. And he talked about... And they work out... They expand their stomach. These professional eaters are pros.
I don't know if I want to be known as that, though.
I know,
no,
right?
No, I don't want to be known as that.
Joey Chestnut, the guy who ate 73 hot dogs yesterday, holding a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, surely getting endorsements from them.
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed... This is a great American Pastor. Excuse me.
Have a good day.
Later, buddy. That's
crazy.
They see it's disturbing.
Phone call Friday.
Talk about whatever you want. By the way, on Twitter, I've got the new hashtag nonsense discussion.
Okay.
We want you on Twitter, if you're going to send an at Ray Lytle or at WBY or at Bishop on Air, just hashtag nonsense discussion if you're, you know, if it's one of the many things we talk about on the show, which are just nonsense discussions. Good morning. You are on WMAY.
Okay, so I have to admit I've known Greg for a while now, and I can definitely say he's not a hipster because he's not worn skinny jeans.
I don't think that's
possible.
I have worn skinny jeans, but
worn skinny jeans,
but only like once or twice. Were they
supposed to be skinny jeans, or were they just not?
No, I think they were just tight.
They weren't fitting the way you wanted them.
Yeah,
to.
They weren't a skinny jean cut like you go to the store and you see the skinny jean section.
I'm sorry, that's a hipster.
No,
are you wearing them with flannel?
No, I'm not wearing it with flannel. No. I don't have gauged ear lobes. I don't have dreadlocks as a white dude.
Have you ever passed a cigarello back and forth to Greg?
No.
Oh,
no,
you haven't lived yet.
I don't think she has. No. You haven't lived yet.
Now the smoking the cigarellos in the backyard, you know, if you're just doing it with your wife, that's just a relaxing evening. Right. Now, if you're stringing the Edison bulbs in the backyard... and having, like, cocktail punches.
Right.
And listening to, like, Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
With your other hipster friends wearing plaid and skinny jeans.
Yes. Right. Playing some, like, you know, parlor game that only hipsters play. While somebody's on a while somebody's
about
on
the latest Adele album,
but somebody's on a unicycle in the back just juggling.
Yeah, see, that would be a hipster evening.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, the other, it's just that's just a relaxing Friday night, avoiding crowds.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hashtag nonsense. That's a good one.
I love it.
Hashtag nonsense.
Thanks for coming
right
to my
there.
Defense and saying I'm not a hipster because I'm not a hipster.
I thought you said I've known Greg for a while, and he's quite disturbing. I was waiting for that. You know,
there are probably some people out there who know that as well.
629-7970. We want it. By the way, hashtag nonsense discussion. For example, I did send one out, Greg.
Yep.
I said, when's the last time you ordered pizza, but not for delivery or carryout? And I hashtagged it with, nonsense discussion. Because that's one of our nonsense discussions we've had today.
And now that I think about it, I did go out for pizza at Bernie and Betty's after the escape room that I did with some friends back a couple of months ago.
That's a place I was thinking about earlier I said maybe I should take my wife out. I was like, well, we don't live that far from there.
About eight of us split four pizzas, and it was bomb.
Might not be, nice way to just
good
get
stuff,
out.
Man.
Good morning. You are on the Ray Lytle Morning Show.
Now, Ray, I know for a fact Greg happens to be a hipster because he's all into the IPA beers and he likes to drink his fancy coffee. And...
I know. That sounds very hipster to me.
I don't know many IPA beers. I may enjoy a Dirty Blonde or a Strawberry Blonde over at
Obed and
Isaac's. Just
the fact that he knows that is a
little... My theory was proven correct then.
Yeah. I think you are a hipster. You might not want to admit it, but you're in the age group. You hang out with friends. You play board games.
Yeah, we do. We do play board games.
Yeah. You drink IPAs.
I wouldn't consider any of my other friends hipsters at all.
Most hipsters don't consider themselves hipsters.
I guess you're right.
You're passing cigarillos and drinking whiskey in the backyard.
That's awesome.
That's very hipster.
That's awesome.
Don't get me wrong. I wish I had it in me to be more... like you, like a hipster. Yeah.
Apparently, I was told the other day by one of my hipster friends, Ray, sideburns are out. I'm still rocking sideburns. Mm-hmm. Apparently, my buddy told me he was getting his hair cut, and he had a little bit of sideburn action, and the stylist was like, you know, it's a fashion faux pas now.
Oh, you can't have sideburns?
Apparently, yeah. So I'm still rocking the sideburns. I'm not a hipster. I'm a contrarian. Individualist, I guess.
I used to wear sideburns down almost to the bottom of my ears.
Yeah.
I mean, they were never mutton, you know, it was never Elvis, for God's sakes.
Right.
But my gray hair made me stop because my sideburns were growing gray before everything else.
Yeah, I think.
So that's why I had to get rid of mine.
I don't think my hair will turn gray. It'll just turn a lot less red, I guess.
Yeah, your hair will start going blonde or brown.
Right,
and your
right.
red will leave.
Pretty much, that's
what happens to gingers when they age, my friend.
Yeah.
629-7970. Things we've discussed today. The doomed forecast of the Thailand soccer team.
Tragic, and the criminal neglect that soccer coach should be charged with.
I think I got to tell you. That was a stupid move.
It was a criminal and a negligent move.
Yeah. You took a bunch of kids down there. These are like 11 and 12.
Man.
For some reason, took them down. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked, it was a great question. And it started with a conversation from Tom. When's the last time you ordered pizza, but not for carryout or delivery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you actually went to a restaurant,
sat down, and ordered it.
And
up.
Ordered a pizza. When's the last time you did that? That's a good question. We've talked about Greg being a hipster.
Not a hipster.
And we talked, of course, about the cinnamon toast from Head West came up. The QLZ concert. Our sister station, WQLZ, doing their 25th anniversary concert. You can still get $9.77 tickets, which is insane because the regular price is approaching 30 bucks or whatever. To get them this cheap if you go to BOS Center. Here's some of our texts we've gotten on the Message Mafia line. Here's someone who says they know someone works at a Head West And they're very angry because even though this their child works there, they've never offered to bring them any of this cinnamon toast that we're talking about. Here's one that says, hey, it's reported that those kids in Thailand don't know how to swim. And the SEALs have to try to teach the kids how to swim.
Right.
If they're going to try to take them out that way.
They are, and this is why that SEAL died. He was placing air canisters along the 1 mile path that the kids are going to have to dive through.
Oh, wow.
So you've got air canisters that are having to be placed strategically throughout this area. And that's why the SEAL died, because he ran out of air trying to place these canisters.
Hmm.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Man.
Here's another Message Mafia one. Ray, you're absolutely correct. Cigarillos are used for blunts. It's what hipsters smoke pot. Well, that's how hipsters smoke pot.
We don't make blunts out of these cigarillos.
I'm just saying that's just a Message Mafia text. I'm just sharing it.
Nice whiskey-tipped flavored cherry whiskey. Very good.
I also have, hold on, I just got a tweet. That says, let's see, I had pizza 2 months ago at Pie's the Limit. All right, very good. Also, don't forget that hipster Greg runs marathons and travels to places like Iceland.
I'm not a hipster.
Sounds very hipster to me.
Not a hipster.
He's running. He's traveling to Iceland.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarillos.
Enjoying whiskey drinks.
Enjoying flavored whiskeys and IPAs. Sounds very hipster to me.
Delicious.
Admittedly wore skinny jeans.
I don't listen to hipster music.
All right. Oh, just because you don't listen to Mumford and Son does not mean you're not
I don't
a
listen
hipster.
To, you know, all the millennial.
Dude, I got news for you. You're a beard away from being a hipster.
I don't know about that.
You really. You are a beard away.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, U.S.-China tit-for-tat trade wars underway. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods kicked in immediately after Washington raised import duties on billions of dollars of Chinese goods. Alan Beebe, the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, says no one wins in a trade war.
Our member companies are very concerned, not just about these rounds of tariffs that have going into effect, but the uncertainty surrounding that and, you know, future tariffs that could come into play.
Earlier, Beijing released a target list of American goods for retaliation, including soybeans, electric cars, and whiskey. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Meanwhile, the list of contenders for the upcoming Supreme Court vacancy is narrowing. President Donald Trump tells reporters, quote, I think I have it down to 4 people, and I think the 4 people I have it down to 3 or 2. The president has wrapped up the interview process and is moving closer to picking his court nominee amid intense jockeying for various factions seeking to influence the choice. A seat on the high court's opening with the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. It's been a full year since Illinois lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a $5 billion permanent income tax increase. The 32% increase for individuals and 33% increase for corporations doesn't have a sunset, unlike the temporary increase from 2011 that sunset in 2015. The current $38.5 billion budget that went into effect this month spends the entirety of that tax increase without paying down the state's nearly $7 billion bill backlog. Illinois' Department of Motor Vehicle Facilities will now check your voter registration status and ask you about getting on the voter rolls. That's due to a new law that took effect this week. WMAY's Cole Lauterbach has more.
Illinois officially became the 12th state to begin implementing an automatic voter registration program this week. Illinois Public Interest Research Group Director Abe Scar says the new digitalization process will make the registering to vote easier, thus entice more people to participate in the voting process.
Those couple steps of not making it, not having to print out a form and sign the form and then send the form through the mail should make it so that more people will do it.
DMV customers will also be informed of their current voter status. For all the changes, Illinois is still a, quote, opt-in state, meaning
a request to be registered is the way to be signed up. Next year, Scar says the process will switch.
When you go to get your driver's license or state ID, you'll be asked if you want to register to vote.
Critics of this program say it invites voter fraud, but Scar says the new database will be more secure than before. I'm Cole Lauterbach.
A Cantrell man arrested after a standoff with police last week was convicted of murder back in 1988. 58-year-old John Britz is facing five charges in that standoff, including armed habitual criminal and felony weapons possession charges. Britz was convicted in a third trial, back in 1988 for a murder that happened in 1979. Chicago area man who was the alleged ringleader in the beating of a mentally disabled teenager that was live streamed on Facebook has pleaded guilty to a hate crime and sentenced to 8 years in prison. 20-year-old Jordan Hill of Carpentersville became the third of the four defendants to admit taking part in the attack when he entered the guilty plea in Cook County courtroom Thursday. He also pleaded guilty to aggravated kidnapping. And a Springfield boy who ended up in an intensive care unit after a bullying incident got to meet and hang out with local NASCAR hero Justin Allgaier this past weekend in Chicago. George Ray still suffers headaches after suffering two skull fractures, a ruptured eardrum, and multiple bruises in a school beating back in January. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.